content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
hello, everybody. How are you? And thank you very much for tuning into Spiritually Raw Uncensored. Yes, yes, yes. Right back at you. So listen, if you are hearing us right now, but you're not able to see us, that's a simple solution. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/spirituallyraw, and you'll get the visual vibe of us and also our guests too. So check that out for sure. And if you would like to become a guest on our show, super simple again, all you have to do is go to spirituallyraw.com, download or send us in your information there. And while you're there, don't forget to download a free copy of your book of Secrets to Interview Riches.
And if you like this video, please make sure to share, give it a thumbs up, and subscribe. We appreciate everybody.
Subscribe. So yeah. Listen. Yay! Right back at you. So we've been on this QAnon, you know, journey, right, everybody? So, you know, just really been inquisitive about that. So we're going to continue that because it sounds like we've just opened up just like this big thing that just keeps coming out.
We have a lot of questions.
And more and more. So we have a super special guest on today. So, you know, you're going to, April, you want to share that with us, who we got
absolutely
coming up?
Absolutely. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to episode 338 with our featured guest, Scott DeGroat. He is the CEO of Woke Societies. And he's here, he's going to talk about today, QAnon and Project Looking Glass, Waking Up Mankind. Scott is passionate about waking up the people of this world with full disclosure and truth, and to break the illusion that has been pulled over our eyes. Make sure to check out Scott. You can go to wokesocieties.com and follow him on Twitter at wokesocieties.
All right, let's welcome Scott to the show, everybody. How you doing, Scott? Thank you, and welcome.
That.
It's good to have you on here with us. Thank you very much for coming on here today. So, Scott, I want to, you know, just referencing the movie, The Matrix, right? Okay, there was that red pill moment there, you know, that blue pill red moment kind of thing like that. What was your red pill moment?
So, my whole red pill experience, it honestly started when 9/11 happened. I was in middle school, and I just remember the entire experience. And ever since being a little kid, I knew something was off with the entire situation with 9/11, with how the buildings went down, with how such a great country such as ours allowed something like this and such a big event to happen. We were the number one, we were on top of the world, and I always questioned, how did this happen? So ever since I was a child, I was always questioning what government told us, science told us, history. I was always questioning everything. Even I grew up a Christian as well. Up until about 2 years ago, and when I left religion. But I kind of put all this conspiracy stuff in the back burner because just nobody was listening to it. None of my friends were listening to it.
Did everybody think you were crazy?
They thought I was crazy. They thought, how could a world like this, how could our country like this allow 9/11 to happen? This world cannot be that evil. And that's the biggest illusion that we have in this world, that there are super evil people out there that want to kill us all. And that sounds probably a little extreme to people, but I kind of put all this stuff on the back burner until I came across QAnon about 2 years ago. I wasn't into politics. I wasn't outspoken. I'm normally a very quiet person. I'm an introvert. And I came across QAnon, and I learned about Trump, and I vetted it all out. I went through all the drops that they had, and I'll explain all that to you guys in your audience, but I went through their drops and what they were trying to say, and it all came back as truth to me.
Can you circle back with the drops for us, for our audience, and let us know what that means?
Sure. So what QAnon does is, so QAnon is a back channel. It's a military back channel that's set up to convey information to anybody. It's conveyed on a board called post their drops, and their drops are bits of information. They could be pictures. They pose questions. They make you ask questions and make you think for yourself, unlike the media that were spoon-fed on a constant basis. So this is, so acoon.net is where Q posts information. And if you guys have any other questions on that, we can get into that too. I don't know what else you have.
But. Yeah, so I want to go here with this. So, you know, you taking on this theory and really embracing it, you said, you mentioned that you left religion a couple of years ago. Would you consider this in some quote unquote your new religion that you found?
I wouldn't call it a religion. The mainstream media likes to call Q and their followers a cult. But I've never researched a cult that taught free thinking. And if you were to leave the cult, you're going to be physically harmed or threatened in some way. It's nothing like that. From the get-go, from what Q has posted, it's posted about patriotism, free thought, and pretty much unplugging yourself from the matrix. And that's exactly why in my logo, while I have the blue and red pill, that's in relation to that. But pretty much they're just trying to reprogram people that rely on the news, rely on the media, rely on these people that have been propped up to worship, like Hollywood, our entertainers. All this stuff has been infiltrated by what we call the deep state. And Q is just making us aware of this and allowing us to research things on our own instead of telling us what to think, like the news does. We actually have our own way of thinking, and that's how we, and that's what Q has been promoting this entire time.
Scott, why do you think now? Why is everything coming to the surface now?
Well, this is the problem. A lot of people, you know, like I told you before, I wasn't into politics before. I hated Trump until about 2 years ago. I was sipping the Kool-Aid, as people would say. I was buying all the BS that was being sold to me. And I honestly believe having Trump in there now, and there's a bunch of other reasons, but Trump is a big reason why I think that these things are happening. He's not a controlled puppet. He was not a career politician. He is honestly cleaning the swamp right now. We've seen it in the Q drops and just following the news and what's going on right now. There are a lot of people that don't want him in office right now for very good. And as he always keeps saying, we are fighting a silent war right now. That's what Q keeps saying, and that's exactly what we're in the middle of right now. We're in a silent war.
So you hear about this all going around, you know, in this whole conversation, this whole, you know, what do you call it, a movement, what do you call it, just how, whatever you want to call it, but you hear about being Q'd. Can you tell us what being Q'd means?
Sure. So being Q'd, it's kind of like a badge of honor. I joined doing all this stuff literally last April. I didn't come out till last April. So it's been almost a year now that I've been doing this. About 4 or 5 months, it was December. I was actually Q'd. And what that means is you have these things called Q proofs. So Q is always, they're known for certain things they say. They always say things like future proofs past. And they'll talk about events that happen way before they actually come out in the news cycles. And then years, months later, they actually happen. So being Q'd is somebody that makes connection from the post to actual news that happened. And what being Q'd is, their Q is pretty much confirming what you said. It's mostly in a tweet. They'll Q you. It could be a YouTube link. It could be a YouTube video or just a picture. They'll put in their drop on Acoon where millions of people go to and click. They'll see your tweet and it will go along with the message that they're trying to convey. And mine was actually 3740. It was Q drop about a general talking to AJ Barr and a bunch of all these people about Spygate, about something big's coming with all everything going on with Spygate. So I tell everybody, if you're new to the movement, it doesn't matter. If you're speaking truth with good intentions, you'll get yourself out there. I was in this movement 4 or 5 months in, and I got myself Q'd, and everything changed for the channel at that point. I immediately gained credibility about the topics I talk about and all that stuff. And not many people have been Q'd. There's only 3,500 drops about right now. So it's not that many people in the world that this happens to.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Congratulations. As I'm learning more, I'm congratulating you. So I'm hoping to learn more why, but it sounds pretty cool so far. So this is good stuff. So, you know, when you go through this process and things, what do you think when you talk about, like, okay, you came out a couple of years ago, was that, I mean, is this your lifestyle now? Would you be considered a lifestyle? I mean, this is, you live and breathe this with friends, family, or is this more of just your, okay, these are the people that are going to just watch me when I'm on, you know, Twitter or YouTube or Twitter or whatever?
This is more of a lifestyle for me, because what happened personally, what changed me, I mean, I walked away from religion and I stumbled upon meditation And I read this, I read a book series, I can't remember, Conversations with God. That's honestly where it started with me. And it gave me a completely different view other than the Bible. And it completely changed the way I looked at the world. And that's what spurred on. Then I started looking into ETs, the Sumerians, and all the civilizations that were here before even history has been recording. And it's just, my entire life, I based my decisions and things based on my Christian beliefs. And honestly, it held me back, and I felt like I was being controlled the entire time, but I just couldn't figure out what it was. So I was going through all these transformations, and I got deeply into meditation. And then I started actually it sounds crazy, but you can actually contact ETs and extraterrestrials through meditation.
Nothing sounds crazy on this show, man. Nothing sounds crazy
We've heard
on the show.
It all, so. You know?
Trust me, nothing sounds crazy.
I started seeing things. I started contacting other beings that were future selves and all this crazy stuff. And it completely opened the door to my a whole new life. And then I was like thinking there is a spiritual energy shift going on right now on this planet, in this universe. And like, to answer your question before, why do you think it's happening now? I think with where our planet's moving in the universe, with the energy going through it, I believe that has a very big impact on what's going on right now.
Do you think we're going through...
Can I ask God a question?
Yeah, please. He's just keeping me going. I have a question.
Scott, sure. Help us understand, because I'm not familiar with a Project Looking Glass. What is it exactly?
So I didn't know anything about Project Looking Glass until Q actually put a drop about it. It was Q drop 3585. And this drop, they were establishing credibility, because people always ask, well, how do you know it's military intelligence? How do you know this is a back channel to the Trump administration? In this drop, they actually put a DOD, it's like a trip code. They actually matched where the information was relaying from this computer, from Q to a DOD computer, Department of Defense computer in that sector. And they were able to link it, and they showed proof of this. So that was part of that drop. So right there for me, they established the credibility. But look, they talked about Project Looking Glass. In a nutshell, Project Looking Glass started when everyone knows about the Roswell crash, right?
Right.
Everyone talks about ETs and Roswell and all that stuff. Well, supposedly the first craft that was brought in after it crashed, They took apart everything. They took about all the technology that scientists were trying to re-engineer. They couldn't figure it out, but they stumbled upon this chair. And this chair, that after they realized, was a chair that was actually able to increase a human's psychic abilities. And just to give people a background, when they see UFOs and they see craft that fly at insane speeds, or they go underwater, or they just straight up disappear, these ETs, they control these craft with their minds. I know that sounds crazy, but...
It's telepathic. Yeah.
And people wonder why, when these military people see these craft, there's no combustion, there's no jet fuel, no nothing. It's just straight consciousness that drives vehicles.
Oh, that actually makes a lot of sense. I never thought about it like that
before. Have you yourself had contact, made contact?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the thing. There are races out there that are most of the ETs that I have contact with, they want the best for our humankind. A lot of them are actually jealous of us because of the capabilities that we have with the pineal gland that we have, our third eye. We're born with that capability. And that's exactly why, when people were talking about Looking Glass, when they had put humans in this chair, it actually enhanced their psychic abilities. That were already, it's innate in all of us. Every single one of us have these abilities. But this thing was like, think about making your psychic on steroids when you sat in this chair. So that's what they were playing around with. That was just one of the things they were playing around with in Project Us, but so much deeper than that.
All right, hold that thought right there. We got to take a quick break, everybody. We'll be right back. More with Scott. Sure.
Are you challenged by a physical condition, the cause of which cannot seem to be determined? Ever know someone who seemed to be cured, and then the same condition returned, or another one showed up, if as by magic?
Would you be interested in an approach that supports your medical team in finding and resolving the emotional trauma hidden in your subconscious mind that triggered your condition in the first place so that your good health can return?
If this is you or someone you know, contact Catherine Silver, Certified Holistic Health Counselor, by visiting her website at www.catherinesilver.com. That's CatherineSilver.com.
And let her experience and expertise support your health and well-being. You can also email her at KathySilverHealth@gmail.com. KathySilverHealth@gmail.com.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. We are with Scott here. Spiritually Raw Uncensored. I was corrected there. So we're with Scott here. So Scott, with everything, when you talk to the aliens, and you know, you said they're jealous of us a lot of times, and they as far as, you know, what our ability is, such as the pineal gland and our access to information. But can you tell me right now, from what you've been able to get, you know, through your learnings, what the hell is going on right now? I mean, so it seems like, you know, for me, for example, you know, boom, you hear COVID virus, and then all of a sudden, right back beyond that is really, for me, is when I was like, almost this Q movement. So is this kind of simultaneous?
And then the Hollywood is coming down, and the CEOs are dropping off.
Is there a reason this is all kind of, maybe this is just me noticing in this way, but is there a reason that it's all like so prevalent right now, all of it together? Is that like a devil?
Like in 30 days.
Like, it seems to me it is, you know?
Yeah, this is Q has called all this stuff years in advance. That's why, like, we call ourselves Anons. And us Anons, we knew about Epstein 2 to 3 years before he was even mainstream. Q posted things about him and pictures of his island, the animals that depicted the Temple of Moloch, which is child sacrifice. We knew about all this stuff 2 to 3 years before the mainstream even caught wind of it. And that was just one they talk about. They told us to be prepared for CEOs to be dropping like flies. And originally, I mean, honestly, I just think it goes back to this energy shift. And these people that have been ruling over our lives for the last centuries are finally starting to wake up and seeing who these people really are and the control they've had over us. I don't know. You guys probably saw on my Twitter with that new documentary that just came out. Out of Shadows.
I watched it. That is amazing. I've been like sending it to everyone. Out of Shadows. It's incredible.
Because that is the perfect red pill documentary that you can show to anybody that is not into aliens, not into any of that stuff, but it's just going to at least show them the truth about the CIA and Hollywood and our entertainment and our media. And that should lead them to ask more questions, at least, to what's
Hold on. I want to ask you a quick question. So I know, because you're referencing them obviously as people, but are they really people or are they extraterrestrials or are they reptilians? In this world?
Yeah. It's very possible. I mean, nothing surprises me anymore. I know about the whole reptilian history and it's possible. My thing is right now, I honestly believe these people are human and they're just dabbling in satanic practices. Oh. And it comes down to them trafficking children. Mm-hmm. This is what it comes down to. And this is why I tell people that call Q a cult. Everything that any human can get behind is protecting children and just letting children live the lives they want to live. What's going on with these Luciferian cults and these Satanists, and especially with, you guys saw Marina Amber?
I know exactly. She's the new face of Microsoft now. Right. Marina another way it's just anyone who wants to find out. Look, all you have to do is Google spirit cooking and you'll find out who she is.
And people don't even know what spirit cooking is. And all these celebrities are tied up with her. And a lot of it involves children. The artwork she has at her art galleries is so disturbing. And you actually have people that are made of these cakes that look like human beings, and they're eating them. It's just all this weird stuff going on.
Scott, paint this picture for us a little brighter if you can. So when you just get into, April just mentioned spirit cooking, you two obviously had this knowing about what that was, so I kind of felt a little bit left out there. So help me out here, brother. is spirit cooking, what is that, just exactly how it sounds? That's happening.
Yeah, I haven't dived too much into what spirit cooking is, but it all goes back to these deities where they practice this magic. It involves blood, it involves organs, it involves
children.
Children, animals, all of it. And a lot of it comes down to what's called adrenochrome. Mm-hmm. Adrenochrome is something that comes out of children, out of their pineal gland. And it only gets produced when they're in a high state of stress or they're about to die. And these children are tortured and bad things happen to them. Their blood's extracted. And these people take part of these rituals that think that gives them power. And they practice these things. They pray. They meditate, too. It's not, there's good and evil in this world. Good people meditate just like the bad people meditate. And spirit cooking is just one conduit that these people use to get access to these.
What is the supposed effect that these people are thinking this? Did you say adrenochrome? Did I say that right?
Adrenochrome, right.
Yeah, okay.
Like
so
mortality.
What are they expecting to get out of that?
Supposedly, it gives April has said, mortality. They think it's going to give them, their bodies, their spirits, more of a juice, more of a jolt.
Now, if they take that, is that something that, and I know I heard this, but I want to get your opinion on it or your statement on it. If they take that, is that kind of like how that movie Limitless was? If you don't take it again, it's actually going to have an adverse effect? Are they shutting down?
Right. That's the rumble. You guys have seen all the Hollywood breakdowns, right?
Oh,
all
yeah.
With these Hollywood people breaking down and going crazy. It's all speculation with this, but yeah, there was people saying that because of all the social distancing shutdowns and all these practices that are going on, there are sex trafficking rings being broken down now all the time. Since Trump's been in office, I haven't seen such news where child trafficking rings are being broken down.
Yeah.
And what's happened is their supply line's getting cut down. And there was a rumor, I can't verify this, but there was a rumor saying that the lab in Wuhan, where this COVID virus came from, mm-hmm. also produces adrenochrome, synthetic adrenochrome. And supposedly these actors had to get the synthetic adrenochrome because they couldn't get it from their regular sources and it got them all sick.
So it was tainted?
It was tainted, correct.
Can they get that from the adrenochrome? Can they get that from, I imagine, children? They were getting it from children. Is it because children are the purest form?
Right. Okay. They're the children the closest thing to God because they're so innocent. Their minds aren't warped. They have no bias. They're just, happy beings with lots of energy, and they're the purest form of a sacrifice that you can get.
And are they doing it with animals too?
They do it with animals too, but children are definitely the main thing.
Children are the high. That's absolutely disgusting.
If that doesn't send chills through your body. And here's the whole thing. It sounds so outlandish and it sounds so almost unbelievable, and it does, but they've done such an incredible job throughout our centuries, lifetime, decades, covering it up and making you think that what we're talking about, that we're crazy. And,
big illusion.
And a big illusion, exactly. I have a question about the looking glass. I just want to go. So are you saying then that, is it a time machine of some sort?
So yeah, back to looking glass. This is great. Looking glass, so getting back to the psychics with those chairs, they were able to train these psychics. So when I'm saying these people, this is the military-industrial complex. This was in the making since the early 1900s when the Rockefellers took over the science. They completely revamped America. At this point, America was already taken over. We lost the Republic over 100 years ago at this point, and it's still going on today. But the military-industrial complex is already being established, and these are the black projects that nobody knew. These are the people working with the cult, with magic, literally everything that you wouldn't see in a normal history book. So as the years went on, the military-industrial complex got a hold of this UFO craft, ZT craft, and they were training their psychics how to use this chair. And once they were able to rein in their abilities, they were able to create these wormholes, or what you would call stargates, with their minds. And they were actually able to go into these stargates and navigate time. They were able to go in and out of time. I wouldn't call it a time machine, but I've researched Project Looking Glass would be able to spit out, if certain events happen, it'd give you a probability of the outcome. So imagine evil, nefarious forces that have this technology are able to to dictate where the human, where their timeline goes based on certain events going in the past and forward. This is what they were using in the beginning.
And they can just take him onto these different journeys, his parallels, if you would?
They were just correct, because people don't realize time isn't linear. We're taught that in school, that time is linear. But time, in my opinion, is all timelines are happening all at the same time. And I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty of that, but that's just my understanding of
another show. Another show. We'll have you back.
That'll be part two.
All right. So let me ask you this then. So with the cue drops you're getting and the information that you're getting right now, where do you see us
6 months from now?
Yeah, like 3 months from now, like where do you see this, us, like our awareness of it all?
The only thing that I have hope from, that's why I'll get at the end of the project Looking Glass, you guys can, I put it as a featured episode on my YouTube. What was happening was these bad guys were trying to figure out to get us on this evil timeline. And what was happening was these cycles couldn't get past the date, December 21st, 2012. Mm-hmm. They all hit this, what was called a wall. And there's an interview on my episode where they actually asked the guy who was working in this program to figure out how to get back on the bad timeline, and he couldn't do it. And what he was telling everybody was, listen, there's a timeline that these people do not want us to go onto because there's information. There's a great awakening. That was his words. And these deep state guys knew this. There's a great awakening. All these psychics that are hitting this time point are all having this religious experience. They're happy. They're coming out of their sleep crying, and they can't get past it.
Wow.
So what all this means is that all timelines are converging to that point, but yet here we are. The world's not over. So pretty much to summarize, this military guy was saying that the deep state timeline, the evil timeline, is ending. Their world is over. They can't get past that, and pretty much at this point, the Looking Glass technology is useless because we're on the timeline now.
Wow.
And I really believe if Hillary had won that election, none of these conversations wouldn't be happening right now.
Yeah. It'd be awful.
Do you think that?
Basically, then, so we're at the end of an era and entering in the Great Awakening, which is a new era.
Thank you for your question. This is what's keeping me holding faith for right now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now. Things are looking bad now, but we all know what's going on with this virus. It was a biological weapon. It was made by the Chinese Communist Party. That's no secret. It's been traced back to the Wuhan lab. And this was it was an attack on the world, and specifically Trump, our economy, the global economy, to keep the status quo. And right now, things are not going towards the status quo. And the last thing the Chinese want is another 4 years of Trump.
Mm.
Scott, is this our new normal? Is this going to be our new normal, how we're seeing things today? Are we just reinventing the way we have to interact?
I don't think so. That's the problem I had. I was really depressed and upset last week because I was seeing these little liberties being chipped away. I'm seeing these stories about drones flying around, neighbors ratting out neighbors for having these little parties. You can't go to church, you can't do this, you can't do that. And I honestly just thought that this was a slow chipping away, a slow test to see how far they can take, pretty much putting us on house arrest with benefits. So I don't think this will ever happen again. Most people that are to know, they think something's up. So for them to do this again, to shut us all out of our jobs in this whole situation, I honestly don't. I think people will stand up to it.
Right on.
Thanks,
Scott. Grout, everybody, thank you very much, my brother, for being on here, and thank you for putting yourself out there and sharing this information and informing us with this. So let everybody know, if you could, how they can help you, how they can get the message out, how they can support you.
Sure, you guys can go right to my YouTube. It's all you have to do is Google me, Woke Societies. Everything will pop up, my YouTube. I'm on all the major podcasting platforms. You can find me on Patreon. You can also find my PayPal if any of the audience wanted to donate to the show. It's all there. I put about 3 to 4 episodes out a week, and I also do live streams. So I'm always doing something. You guys can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, all those things. It's just put in Woke Societies. You'll find me there. You'll see my hands with the red and blue pill. It'll be there.
There you go. Scott DeGroote, everybody. Woke Societies.
Thank
Much
you,
love
Scott.
To you, brother. Good luck on your journey there, and congratulations for being cued. Yep. And we'll see you next time. Hope to have you back again. So, hey, everybody, I hope you enjoyed it on this end, because
we certainly
did. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
We get to talk. about a lot of things.
Yeah, we will. We'd love to have you back.
We'll do another show for sure. And together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.